1 John chapter 4 and verse number 4. 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 4. Ang sabi ng Bible, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, kayo'y sa Diyos, mumunti kong mga anak, at iyong dinaig sila, sapagkat lalong dakila siyang nasa inyo kaysa nasa sanglibutan. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4. Sa mga turo ni Apostol Juan, palaging ipinapakita sa atin ang pagkakaiba. Palaging may contrast. Ang gawa ng Diyos sa gawa ng Diablo. Mga anak ng Diyos sa mga anak ng Diablo. Ang kaalaman ng katotohanan sa paniniwala ng mga maling doktrina. So, habang pinag-aaralan natin ang 1 John, talaga nakikita natin itong comparing and contrast, no? In the teaching of the Apostle John, you'll always notice the contrast, a difference, a change between the works of God and the works of the devil, between the child of God and the child of the devil, the knowledge of the truth against the teachings and false doctrines of spirits. Ang pagkakaiba ang bibigyan nating pansin ngayong oras na ito sa ating unit, verses 4, 5, and 6. So titingnan din natin ang ilang mga practical na pagsasaalang-alang na binibigay sa atin ni Juan. Alright? So verse 4, verse 5, verse 6 ang tatalakayan natin tonight. Now, in the contrast, in the differences, what we'll look at, our units for tonight will be on verse number 4, verse number 5, and verse number 6. That's where our text will come from tonight. You're going to see differences, contrasting things. And we'll get some practical lessons from this unit of Scripture here. All right, so let's look at the first thing. Una, ang mga pagkakaiba. What are the differences that we see? Okay, I would say the title is The Difference, or The Differences, plural. The Differences, o yung mga pagkakaiba. Una, ang una sa lahat, ang mana na ipinagkaloob sa atin bilang anak ng Diyos ay iba doon sa hindi anak ng Diyos. That's the first difference that you see. Look at verse number 4. Verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children. Ye are of God. Kayo ay sa Diyos, mga mumunti kong mga anak. Little children ang tawag sa atin. Ang pagkakaiba natin ay una sa kaligtasan. Ang anak ng Diyos ay mayroong kaligtasan. The child of God has salvation. Tayo ay sa biyaya ng Diyos ay naging mga anak ng Diyos. Now, we didn't become a child of God because we deserve it. We didn't become a child of God because we're good. We didn't become a child of God because we do good works or we obey God's command. We became a child of God by the grace of God and by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, naging anak tayo ng Diyos sa biyaya ng Diyos nung tayo ay sumampalataya kay Jesucristo bilang ating Diyos, Panginoon at tagapagligtas ng ating buhay. Iba ang pamana ng mga hindi ligtas. Sila po ay makamundo at galing sa mundo ayon sa Bible. So, ano ang mana ng anak ng Diyos? Ito, ang Diyos mismo. So, palang araw, makikita natin, as children of God, makikita natin ang Diyos. Balang araw. At kung hindi natin makikita siya ngayon, at least makikita natin ang biyaya niya ngayon. Yun, makikita natin, gumagalaw ang Diyos sa ating kalagitnaan. Yun ang blessing ng anak ng Diyos. You know what? One day, the child of God will see God. will inherit God. One day we're going to see Him. And that will be a glorious day. Now, if you're not saved, what will the unsaved people inherit? Tingnan mo ito, ha? Pag hindi ka ligtas, ang inheritance ng hindi ligtas ay dagat-dagat ang apoy. Pero pag ikaw ay anak ng Diyos, ang inheritance mo ay fountain of life. Ano yung fountain sa Tagalog? Balon? Balon ba yun? Fountain. Pero alam mo naman yung fountain, no? Baka yun ang Tagalog nun. Kasi sometimes in English, fountain, no? Fountain. So, ang fountain ng buhay, springing life, living water, yun ang pamana natin. Hindi po dagat-dagat ang apoy. So, number two, ang tawag ni Juan sa atin ay overcomer. Overcomer. Tingnan mo ang verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Overcome them. Tayo ay matagumpay, mandadaig, at ano ba ito? Manggagapi. Tama ba yun? Manggagapi. We are overcomers. Matagumpay tayo. Magtatagumpay tayo. Another blessing and difference between a child of God is not only will you inherit God, the fountain of life, and you'll be spared the lake of fire, you will also become an overcomer. God calls us overcomers. We are victorious Christians. Sino ang pinagtatagumpayan ng Kristiyano? Sino yung sila? Tingnan mo yun, no? Verse number 4. And have overcome them. Sino yung them na ino-overcome ng Kristiyano? Sa konteksto po, ang them ay yung huwad na propeta, yung bulaang propeta. Yun ang ino-overcome ng mga Kristiyano. Kaya kapag Kristiyano ka, at narinig mong katotohanan sa salita ng Diyos, sumasang-ayon ang spirit mo sa salita ng Diyos. Kapag hindi ka anak ng Diyos, malilim lang ka ng kahit anumang bulaang propeta. If you're a child of God and you hear the truth of the Word of God, your spirit agrees with the truth of the Word of God. And you will not listen to the false prophets, to the false teachers. You have overcome that, the Bible says. Matagumpay tayo dahil sa pagsunod sa mga utos o batas ng Diyos at turo ng kanyang mga salita. The victory comes by obedience. Very basic, but very important. Very, very important to every Christian. The victory comes through obedience. Kapag hindi tayo sumusunod sa utos ng Diyos, wala tayong maaasahan na tagumpay. Ang tagumpay ng espiritual na buhay ay binibigay sa atin dahil tayo ay sumusunod sa utos ng Diyos, sa salita ng Diyos. We must obey God if we're gonna see victory. Now, does the unsaved world obey God? No, wala. Hindi naman sila sumusunod sa Diyos. At hindi ko naman sila inaasahan na sumunod sa Diyos. Pero pag ang tao ay Kristiyano at tinuturuan siya ng Bible, inaasahan ko na meron siyang banal na espiritu sa kanyang sarili. Alam niya ang katotohanan at dapat sumunod siya sa salita ng Diyos. Alright? Let's see here. Ang tagumpay natin ay hindi po likas sa ating sarili. Ito ang isa sa pagkakaiba. Did you know, the third difference between saved and not saved, listen here, William, look over here. The saved person has victory, but not in himself. Not of himself. A Christian's victory comes through Jesus Christ who lives inside of me. I'm not victorious because of my power, because of my will, and my intellect, and my talents, and my money. I'm not victorious because I have all these things. I'm victorious because Somebody is inside of me. The Bible says, greater is He that is in you, that is in me. Oh, greater is He. Sapagkat higit siyang dakila na nasa inyo. Yun ang pagkakaiba ng Kristiyano at hindi Kristiyano. Tingnan mo ang hindi Kristiyano. Sabihin, ang galing mo, ang hindi Kristiyano. Ah, salamat, pinagtiyagaan ko yan, pinaghirapan ko yan. Ah, okay kasi, talagang pinis ko yan. Ako ang gumawa nito. Pero ang Christian response, pag ikaw ay binigyang puri, ang galing mo, ang Kristiyano nagsasabi, salamat at purihin ang Panginoon. Nang dahil sa Kanya, nakayanan ko. Nang dahil binigyan niya ako ng lakas, kaya ko. Nang dahil binigyan niya ako ng talino, nagawa ko ito. Purihin ang Panginoon. Ganyan po ang difference ng hindi Kristiyano sa Kristiyano. No, so, sapagkat higit siyang dakila na nasa sa inyo, hindi natin ipinagmamalaki ang ating sarili, kundi palagi natin pinagmamalaki ang Panginoon. You want to be a victorious Christian, don't lift yourself up. You always say, if you're a Christian, praise God. Somebody says, you're smart, you're strong, you're good. And you, as a Christian, you would say, praise the Lord. God is good. God helped me. God gave me the strength. God gave me the wisdom. It was God. It was not myself. Now, an unsaved person, they would say, thank you, I really worked hard on that one. Yeah, that was me. I did it. That's not Christian. That's not Christian. Sabi ng Bible, higit siyang dakila sa inyo kaysa sa Kanya na nasa sanglibutan. Sino yung siya na nasa sanglibutan? Tingnan mo ang John chapter 16, verse 33. Now, Jesus said, the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, who is He that is in the world? Well, let's see, John chapter 16 and verse 33. I mean, even in the context, we know who that is in the world is already the Antichrist. It's the devil, and it's the false spirits and all false teachers and false teaching. But John chapter 16, verse 33 teaches us something about it. John 16, 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So, in the world, anong maaasahan ng Kristiyano in the world? Eto, tribulation. Ano ang tribulation sa Tagalog? Napakasama ang salitang tribulation. Ayoko ng tribulation. Ano yung tribulation sa Tagalog? Kaguluhan, kahirapan. Talagang matinding kaguluhan, no? Tribulation. Sabi ni Jesus, ang maaasahan ng Kristiyano sa mundo nito, maaasahan mo, tribulation. Pero sa awa ng Diyos, dahil si Jesus Christ ay nasa loob natin, maaasahan natin ay tagumpay. Kasi siya ay nagtagumpay sa mundong ito. Kailan siya nagtagumpay sa mundong ito? Nung pinako siya sa krus, nung siya ay nilibing, na natili siyang patay for 3 days, nung siya ay bumangon sa patay, yun na nagpapatunay na tinanggap ng Diyos Ama ang kanyang sakripisyo. Kasi siya ang isang persona na namatay, nilibing, at muling nabuhay, at hindi na mamamatay ang mag-ulit. Never na mamamatay uli ang Panginoong Jesucristo. Always victorious ang Panginoon. Ang laban ay hindi pa tapos. Listen to this. Ang laban ay hindi pa tapos, pero ito ay pinasyahan na ng Diyos. Hindi pa tapos ang laban, pero pinasyahan na ng Diyos ang katapusan. What I mean by that is this. Listen very carefully. The battles have already been won. The wars may not have stopped, but the battle is already finished, and God has already determined that He is going to win. So even when we fight and struggle as Christians, We know for sure that the future is not uncertain. It's sure. Jesus wins. And we want to be on the winning side. Amen?
Amen.
We want to be on that. Ang mga Kristiyano ay nasa isang matagumpay na posisyon kay Jesus Kristo. You will always be on the winning side when you're on the side of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, ang banal na Espiritu at ang Espiritu ng Antikristo, yun ay contrast sa buhay. Ang mga Kristiyano, sa kanila ang banal na Espiritu. Ang mga hindi ligtas, sa kanila ang Espiritu ng Antikristo. Tingnan mo ang 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. So, kaya, napaka-importante na dalhin natin ang mga kaibigan natin, dalhin natin ang mga kamag-anak natin, na makarinig sila ng salita ng Diyos, kasi pag narinig nila ang katotohanan, parang nagiging malaya ang kanilang espiritu for the first time, na naririnig nila ang salita ng Diyos at malaya sila for the first time. You know, it's amazing when you come in contact with the Word of God, how it frees the spirit of those who are in bondage to sin, to Satan. They never heard the good news, but when you bring them to church and they hear the good news, oh, the Holy Spirit does a work. And for the first time, they come in contact with the spirit of truth and they see the truth of the Word of God. I believe with all my heart, if somebody sees the truth and they know that God loves them, they'll run to God. They'll run to God. I believe that with all my heart. Ang mundo ay, ang pinag-uusapan dito ay yung sistema o ng lipunan. Yung samahan ng mga sumasalungat o tumututol sa Diyos. Ito ang mundo na ang pangulo ay si Satanas. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 12 verse 31. When we say world in this passage of scripture, we're talking about the world system that Satan's in charge of. It's the culture of the world, the society of the group that is totally against God and works against God. And who is the God of this world? Let's see, John chapter 12 and verse 31. Look at John 12, 31. Now the judgment of this world, now is the judgment of this world, now shall the prince of this world be cast out. So meron palang prinsipe itong world na ito. May namumuno sa world na ito. At hindi po Diyos ang namumuno, no? Yan po ay si Satanas. Sistema ng ni Satanas ito. Kaya dapat subukan ang makamundong opinion, makamundong prinsipyo, makamundong layunin, makamundong halaga, makamundong aral. Dapat subukan natin lahat yan sa salita ng Diyos para hindi natin angkupin bilang Kristiyano ang opinion ng mundo, ang prinsipyo ng mundo, layunin ng mundo, yung aral ng mundo. Okay? So, Pastor, saan po natin nakikita ang aral ng mundo? Halimbawa lang. Hollywood. Ano yung Hollywood? Yung mga pelikula. Yung mga eksena. Alam mo, yung mga bata, alagahan niyo sila na huwag niyong masyadong panorin. Yan. Kasi baka akala nila ganyan talaga ang buhay. Hindi tama yun. Ta? So, tinuturuan tayo ng television, halimbawa, ng internet, ganyan pala ang buhay. No, hindi po ganyan ang buhay. Ang totoo, pag makamundo ka, magdudusa ka. Okay? Opinyon, prinsipyo, layunin, halaga, aral, subukan nyo sa salita ng Diyos kung ito ay totoo, tama, kalugod-lugod sa Diyos. Don't just believe what the world teaches, what the world's opinions are, what the world's principles are, what the world's will is, what the world's value is. what the world's teaching is, don't just receive it all in, take it all in. You watch a show, for example, and you see how they behave, and you think that's how Christians ought to behave. No, it's not. We test the world's standards, by the Word of God. And if it's not true and right and according to the Word of God, you get rid of it. You let it go. Why? Because if you don't let go of the world, it will conform you. It will change you. And then you become a worldly Christian. And a worldly Christian is no good in the army of the Lord. God can't use you. God can't bless you the way He wants to bless you if you're full of the world. Dapat sa Kristiyano hindi puno ng mundo. Dapat sa Kristiyano puno ng banal na Espiritu. So kailangan ang pumapasok sa inyo salita ng Diyos, hindi yung Hollywood. That's just an example. Isa lang example yun, no? Okay. Ang pinakikinggan ng mga Kristiyano ay iba sa pinakikinggan ng mundo. Tingnan mo ang verse number 5. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 5. Here's another contrast. The things that a Christian listens to is different from what the world listens to. Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse number 5. They that are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Pakinggan niyo to, sabi niya, yung mga nasa mundo, ang pinag-uusapan nila ay ang kamunduhan. At pinakikinggan sila ng mga mundo. Kaya pag Kristiyano ka, huwag palaging makamundo ang pinag-uusapan. Dapat matuto tayo na mag-usap tayo ng patungkol sa Diyos. Patungkol sa Panginoon. Mga bagay na nagbibigay lugod sa Diyos. Mga pasasalamat sa Panginoon. Mga pagpupuri sa Panginoon. Alam niyo po, I believe talaga, pagdating natin sa church, iwanan natin ang problema sa labas. Huwag dalhin sa loob ng fellowship ang problema ng mundo. Kasi wala kang ini-encourage. No? Nagiging pabigat. Ah, dapat tulungan natin ang isa't isa. Kapag may problema ka, kausapin ang pastor, pag-pray natin. Gabay, turo, teaching, counsel, ganyan. Pero pagdating sa worship ng Panginoon, pagpupuri pa sa salamat sa Diyos, palagi encouraging tayo. Kasi lahat tayo nangangailangan ng encouragement. Amen? Lahat tayo nangangailangan ng ganyan. Tingnan din ang sinabi ni Jesus. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 8, verse 47. Look at John chapter 8 and verse 47. Now, the world listens to the world and speaks of the world. That's why, as a Christian, you should always don't speak about the world all the time. You ought to speak about the things of God. Speak about thanksgiving. Speak about praising God. Speak to, you know, pagdating ng problema, huwag palagi yung problema. Meron yung iba nga, sinasabi nila, kumusta ka? Ito, masakit ang ulo ko, masakit ang tuhod ko, masakit ang leeg ko. Ah, ganun ba? Ganun ba? Palaging ganyan. Meron kayong kilalang ganyan? Kumusta ka? Ah, masakit po ito, masakit po yan, yan, ganyan. Okay, ha? I'm only saying that in jest, okay? Pero, ang tutuusin, matuto tayo na magsaling ganito. Halimbawa, may sakit ka, ganyan. Kumusta ka? Sabihin mo, nagpapasalamat ako sa Diyos. Kumusta ang kalagayan mo? Nagpapasalamat ako sa Diyos. Okay? I'm blessed, all of you. Magandang response din yan. Kumusta ka? Blessing ng Panginoon sa akin. Bless ako ng Panginoon.
Are you blessed?
Yeah. Oh, yun din ang tanong pag Kristiyano, di ba? How are you blessed today? Oh. Anong nabasa mo sa Bible na nakapag-encourage sa'yo? Oh, magandang tanong yun. These are what Christians ought to be speaking about. You meet somebody and they say, how are you doing? Oh, my head hurts. Oh, you know, my stomach hurts, my back hurts, my legs hurt. Yeah. Sana gusto kong tanungin, are you ready to be buried? Handa ka na ba sa hukay? Hindi maganda yon, no? Okay? Yeah, we ought to speak the things that glorify God. How about saying this when somebody says, "How you doing?" You can say, "I'm thankful. I'm thankful to God. I'm blessed of God. You know, Lord's good to me. God's good to me. And God's going to help me. I'm looking for the Lord today." You know, those words change. They change us. They shape us. The world listens to the world, and Christians listen to God. They listen to the Word of God. Okay? John chapter 8, verse 47. Look at John 8, 47. "He that is of God heareth God's words. And ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." So, kapag hindi nakikinig sa salita ng Diyos ang tao, ito ay indikasyon na hindi sila sa Diyos. Okay? Let's see. John chapter 10, verse number 27. Look at John chapter 10 and verse number 27. "My sheep hear my voice," Jesus said. "I know them and they follow me." So yung pala, yung tupa ng Diyos, alam niya ang boses ng Panginoong Hesukristo. At siya ay sumusunod sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Right? Hindi tayo nakikinig sa mga ngaral dahil sa kanyang personalidad, pero dahil siya ay nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos. Kaya pag meron tayong guest speaker, siyempre meron silang personality. Si Pastor Star, medyo ano siya? Strong, no? Si Pastor Luis, naku, parang kinakain ka ng pastor, no? Matapang, very courageous. Si Pastor Tessin, pag nakita niyo si Pastor Tessin, siya ay mabait na nangangaral. He's very gentle when he preaches the word. Pero, kahit na ang personality ng nangangaral ng Diyos iba-iba, basta ang sinasabi nila ay salita ng Diyos, yun ang importante. Yun ang importante. Yun ang palaging hanapin. Yun ang palaging pakinggan. Ang reaksyon o tugon ay nagpapakita kung ikaw ay Kristiyano o makamundo. Yung response mo sa salita ng Diyos ay nagpapatunay kung ikaw nga ay talagang alagad ng Diyos o makamundo. Did you know that your reception and reaction to the Word of God reveals whether you're of God or you're of the devil? I don't expect the world to receive the words of God and change. I expect Christians to receive the Word of God and change, because God is in them. The Holy Spirit is in them. But if they don't have the Spirit of God, they're not going to listen to the Word of God. They will not change. Okay, so mga practical na aralin na pagsaalang-alang natin. Okay? Ang mundo ay nangangailangan ng mga iglesia at manggagawa ng mga Kristiyano. The world needs Christian laborers. Look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 37. Matthew 9, 37. Matthew 9, 37. "Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Laborers are few. You know my dream for this church? We will become Laborers Baptist Church. Gusto ko, Laborers Baptist Church. Ano yun? Walang nag-a-attend sa atin. Lahat tayo manggagawa. Yun ang dream church. Laborers Baptist dapat tayo. Palaging may ginagawa para kay Jesus Christ. We become laborers for the work, for the Lord. Luke chapter 10, verse number 2. Luke chapter 10, verse number 2. Listen to the heartbeat of the Savior. Luke chapter 10, verse 2. "Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." Tingnan mo ang John chapter 4 and verse 35. Look at John chapter 4 and verse 35. John chapter 4, verse 35. "Say ye, say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. So, manggagawa ang kailangan natin. Dapat ihanda natin ang ating sarili upang matugunan natin ang hamon ng komisyon ng Panginoon. Pinag-aralan natin sa Sunday School ano yung komisyon ng Panginoon. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Go ye therefore into all nations, teach, baptize, and then teach ulit. Yun. Go teach, baptize, teach. That is the will of God for us. Malalaman natin ang makamundo natin ang makamundo hindi lamang sa mga maling turo pero pati na rin sa maling pamumuhay. Nawa, i-bless tayo ng Panginoon upang ipagpatuloy natin ang pagiging alerto at maging mapagbantay sa mga bagay na itinuturo sa atin ng Panginoong Jesucristo. May we learn to be alert and watchful and respond to the great commission that God gave us. God help us to become laborers in the harvest. Let's remain alert, vigilant. Okay, 1 John chapter 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They that are of the world therefore speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So, yung spirito ng katotohanan o yung spirito ng kamalian. Wala talaga tayong choice bilang Kristiyano. Dapat spirit of truth tayo. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes and pray? And let's ask the Lord to bless.